You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
People who mistreat family members usually live to regret their actions.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
O Lord Jesus Christ, Thou art enthroned in the heavens at the right hand of the Father. We give Thee all glory, praise, and honor, for in Thy perfect life, innocent death, and triumphal resurrection is our only hope. O Lord, by Thy wounds we have been healed. At this moment, bless all who are listening with a repentant heart and total reliance on Thee. Sustain the sorrowing, supply those in need, and give support and hope to the sick and the dying. O gracious God, grant us Thy free grace and create within us an unshakable faith. In Jesus' precious and powerful name we pray. Amen. The poor wish they were rich. The rich wish they were happy. The single wish they were married. And the married wish they were dead. Business executives, psychiatrists, and marriage counselors drew these conclusions at a special national meeting arranged to discuss the chaos and disruption now confronting many families. One well-known columnist in attendance stated, "In my 25 years of writing, I have seen the family ambivalent and conflicted. Change and conflict are now indeed producing great waves of turbulence in many families. Following close behind is a devil's crippling cancer of guilt. The price demanded for the wrecking of God's sacred institution of marriage is high, and every family member must pay. Career-centered fathers all too often wake up to reality, only too late, and realize they traded one of God's greatest blessings, the blessings of a family, for a massage of their own selfish ego. Dissatisfied and self-centered wives and mothers also realize, again, too late, their contribution to and responsibility for an unhappy family and in some cases even a terrible and tragic divorce. Forces such as television and misguided teachers have encouraged young people to do whatever they want, no matter what the cost or hurt to others. As a result, children defy all God-given authority and add to the confusion of their already bewildered families. Families who live in the unsettling pressures of current society frequently feel like a storm-tossed ship with no direction and no security. Disheartened and disabled husbands, wives, and children, sometimes alone and sometimes as a bewildered group, are now seeking stability and security, a harbor in which they can anchor their strife-torn lives. Added to the confusion of the search for direction and security is the crushing burden of an accusing conscience and the overwhelming sense of personal guilt. As a result, some are driven to try religion, but sad to say, when they do not receive instant results, a quick fix, many abandon the idea that God can help them. If you today are worried, confused, and even depressed by the situation in your family, by all means do not despair. Whatever you do, do not turn away from God because you feel that He is unwilling or unable to help you. No, don't turn away from your Lord because you feel He is angry and wants to condemn you for your past failures. Indeed, you certainly may have made mistakes, but the blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross of Calvary has covered all your sins. Your sins have been completely and totally paid for. Because of Jesus' innocent death on the cross, though your sins were like scarlet, they are now as white as newly fallen snow. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Even though many times we must live with the day-to-day practical consequences of our mistakes and the results of our bad judgments, yet because of Jesus' sacrificial death, we stand forgiven in the sight of God. Yes, your loving Lord Jesus made the supreme sacrifice for you, and He did it willingly. He did it out of love for you. Oh, He could have rejected you, but He did not. God loves you with a very special love. May your heart be moved to expressions of thanksgiving as the Spirit works an understanding within you that God the Father has accepted the innocent sacrifice of His Son Jesus as the payment for your sins and the sins of the entire world. And so today, in the midst of your concern and confusion, may God the Holy Spirit move your will to seek His help and strength to face family difficulties or any other challenge which may lie ahead. As you trust in the gracious promise of the One who caused the blind to see, the deaf to hear, and the lame to walk, don't expect all your difficulties to be solved immediately. You and I live in a society struggling and stumbling under the curse of sin. On this side of heaven, life will always be filled with challenges, problems, surprises, and frustrations. And yet, in the midst of turmoil because of the renewing and strengthening Spirit of God, you and I can experience a strength and a vitality which will triumph over even the greatest of difficulties. The great Apostle St. Paul wrote, "Once the Spirit of Him who raised Christ Jesus lives within you, He will, by that same Spirit, bring to your whole being new strength and vitality." No, there is no problem Jesus cannot help you overcome. There is no question too complex for your Savior to figure out. Instead of becoming burdened and crippled with your problems and paralyzed in your mind because of the great challenges you now face, stop trying to handle all your problems yourself. Look unto Him who said, "Come unto Me all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Live with the confidence expressed by the Apostle Paul, who victoriously wrote to the Christians in Corinth, "We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh." Tortured by constant feelings of failure, a well-known actor several months ago confessed that he wanted very much to be a Christian. He felt, however, it would be impossible for him because he thought to become a Christian, one must first live a perfect life. Oh, how the devil has deceived him and many others. Be careful that the devil does not trap you in the same way. Never hesitate to place your complete trust in the Lord Jesus because you fear that you cannot live up to certain standards. Always remember, God accepts the humble and the repentant sinner, no questions asked. In fact, Jesus proclaimed clearly that He cannot help those who consider themselves righteous. Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick." Jesus continued by saying, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Faith in Jesus Christ guarantees the sure strength and the limitless power needed to turn worries into mere daily concerns and tears into joy. Faith in Jesus is a connection like the life-staining cord between an unborn baby and the mother. This life-giving faith connection is established by God Himself with everyone who responds to His gracious call. God lovingly bestows His free gift of grace on all who are sincerely sorry for their sins, and all who look to Jesus for their only source of forgiveness and salvation. Oh, I know that for me to advise you to look to Jesus for a solution to your present problem may sound simplistic and even ridiculous. But before you stop your ears, take just a moment to listen to a dramatic, historical, and in our eyes, an incredible account found in the pages of the Holy Bible. The Holy Scriptures record that God's chosen people wandered for 40 years in the desert. Because of the dreary conditions, the people became restless and impatient. They spoke against God and their leader Moses. They said, Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and water, and we loathe this miserable food. They grumbled and they complained. As a result, the Lord sent fiery snakes among the people. The snakes bit the people, and many died. Out of fear and desperation, the people came to Moses and confessed, We have sinned because we have spoken against the Lord and you. Intercede with the Lord, they begged, that He may remove the snakes from us. And Moses interceded for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, Make a fiery snake and set it on a pole, and it shall come about that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at the snake, he shall live. And Moses made a bronze snake and set it on a pole, and it came about that if a snake bit any man, when he looked to the bronze snake, he lived. The miraculous and dramatic way in which God saved His people in the Old Testament from deadly snake bites was only a foreshadow, a preview of how He is offering forgiveness and life to you today. For your salvation, for your forgiveness, and for your strength, the Apostle John recorded the words of Jesus which proclaim, Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Just like the snake had to be lifted up by Moses, so also Jesus had to be hung on a cross. It may sound ridiculous and absurd, but it is God's plan and it is His miraculous way. Yes, indeed, God gave His only Son, Jesus, to die on a wooden cross to save you from your sins. Whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ will not spend eternity in hell, but will live forever in eternal bliss. No, God did not send His Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through Him. He who believes in Jesus Christ is not condemned, but he who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now with this in mind, reconsider God's relationship to you. If you or your family has gone through difficult times, let the Lord help you make a new start. Others may condemn you for your past mistakes, but God, for Jesus' sake, does not. Trust your future to a forgiving and strengthening Savior. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Facing a solution to the disaster which is engulfing many of today's families seems impossible. Newspapers are filled with statistics of the spiraling divorce rate. Classified personal sections carry notices of angry spouses renouncing all responsibility for future debts. The divorce courts are overloaded with angry, self-centered, and unforgiving marriage partners. And sad to say, newspaper stories reveal that abandoned children in some sections of the country have joined together in the mutual struggle to survive the marital holocaust. If you have experienced one of these nightmares, or are at the moment in the midst of a family struggle, don't make hasty decisions based on your emotions. As God has forgiven you, so also you must forgive your spouse. As God has forgiven you, you must also forgive your parents. You may be convinced that you are totally innocent, but for the sake of yourself and your family, God is pleading with you to have the mind of Christ, patience, love, and forgiveness. Don't constantly condemn the one that you promised in your marriage vow to love always. God is not condemning you. With a true spirit of sorrow and sincere desire to believe in Jesus, flee to the forgiving arms of your Savior, for there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Let no one be fooled. It is not easy in our society to take an attitude of patience, love, and forgiveness. Let's be honest. It is easier to preach about and to speak about forgiveness than it is to practice it. This is true, especially in recent years as various organizations and pressure groups constantly encourage everyone to demand their rights. Authors of best-selling paperback books encourage readers to get what they can out of life, no matter what it costs and no matter who gets hurt. If you are a husband or a father, level with yourself. Have you been so busy with your career and so involved in trying to get rich that you are actually the cause, as much as anyone, of the problems in your marriage? Newspaper accounts frequently carry confessions of husbands who, if they had the chance to do it over again, would never sacrifice their families for a few dollars, a satisfied ego, or brief sexual gratification. You wives and mothers, do you really have to work? Is it necessary, or have you caused it because you have spent lavishly and overextended your budget? If the truth were known, is it possibly true that the primary reason you are working is just to get out of the home? Will you someday in the future weep your eyes out because your children will be treating you in the same casual and indifferent way in which you are now treating them? Speaking of recent difficulties in families, the author of a youth magazine wrote, "While some mothers need to work to survive, others work outside of the home simply to maintain their materialistic appetite or to portray the image of a liberated woman." A report released by a leading newspaper columnist revealed that when a woman works, she is in contact with men who are interesting and attractive. The same well-known writer went on to ask, "Do you realize that 50% of all divorces in the last 12 years were all work-related? And most of the men and women who worked and were divorced dissolved the marriage because they had met a business associate." This bleak record, these hard and distressing statistics, sound a grim warning to all who take lightly God's sacred institution of marriage. How sad it is that family problems, great and small, always produce paralyzing guilt. No, God does not want you to linger and suffocate in Satan's inspired regrets. What has happened in your life or in your family is now in the past. Your sins are forgiven. Your guilt is wiped out. Sure, you will certainly have to live with the day-to-day consequences of your actions, but in the sight of God, you stand forgiven. This was accomplished when Jesus cried out from the cross, "It is finished." Begin this hour with the strength God is offering you. Let your fellow family members know that you are sorry for what has happened in your relationship. Demonstrate your God-inspired sincerity by Christ-like actions of forgiveness and assistance to those you previously disliked. Others may dislike you. Others may even condemn you. Your own relatives may even disown you. But remember with joy in your heart, God is not condemning you. You are forgiven. Believe this and live. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen.